Elementary students decked out in bright galoshes and raincoats pile onto a school bus in Springfield. State law requires free transportation for any student who lives at least a mile and a half away from school. Local school administrators say that's becoming more difficult. Not only does Governor Quinn's budget proposal cut general classroom funding by 3%, he'd also slash transportation funding by 70%. Local school districts would be left to make up the difference on their own, but that won't be easy.
We've frozen pay, we've done all those sorts of things, right. But at a certain point, you get to the point where the only thing left becomes programs.
Angela Smith is an assistant superintendent with the school district in Plainfield, in the far southwest suburbs of Chicago. She says the district has already cut $40 million in the last 3 years. If Quinn's transportation cuts become law, Plainfield would go into next year with a $5 million deficit.
It's going to create this real animosity between groups because we're all going to be fighting over the same money.
Smith says Plainfield schools already cut costs by having students meet at stops instead of the bus driver going from house to house. She says she doesn't know what else the district can do. Anthony Galindo says bus stops are really the only option for his school district to make up the difference. Galindo is the superintendent of Gibson City School District 5, about 30 miles north of Champaign, which includes large rural areas. In rural Illinois, students often live many miles from their school. Galindo says less money could put the burden on parents to drive their kids, either to the bus stop or to class, which he says would result in a domino effect. He says more students might skip class more regularly, and because the state gives less money to districts with higher absentee rates, the district could see further funding cuts.
That's counterintuitive. How do you institute more programs and at the same time saying, we're going to cut your funding?
We, being politicians in Springfield, despite the proposed $145 million reduction in bus funding, Quinn's budget spokesman, Abdon Palish, says the governor is committed to getting students to class on time, but he could not offer any indication of how the governor might help districts make do. Palish says Quinn also proposed cutting school transportation funding last year, but that was averted because Illinois instead used money it saved by closing state facilities. He says this year, there's no choice but to cut money from education.
There's no good options here. When you cut money to education, do you cut classrooms, teachers, buses? That puts more of a burden on the local school districts, which is not a good option. So it's just one of the least bad options as we look all over the budget for where else can we cut.
But Republican Senator Jason Berkman of Bloomington sees political motives. Downstate schools, which can cover large geographic areas, are more dependent on state funding for buses. Berkman says he believes Governor Quinn is taking a lick at downstate districts as he prepares for a re-election run in 2014.
Those areas tend not to support the governor in election races. I doubt they're going to support him much next year. And he realizes that and thinks it's an easy constituency, I presume, to target.
Berkman also says the governor's proposal is just that, a proposal, and that there is still a ways to go in the budgeting process. Legislators, not Quinn, get to write the budget and decide how much money to put into education transportation. I'm Chris Slaby.